Chapter 30. Later, we were on a road that led to a river. There was a long line of abandoned trucks and carts on the road leading up to the bridge. No one was in sight. The river was high, and the bridge had been blown up in the center. The stone arch was fallen into the river, and the brown water was going over it. We went up on the bank looking for a place to cross. Up ahead, I knew there was a railway bridge, and I thought we might be able to get across there. The path was wet and muddy. We did not see any troops, only abandoned trucks and stores. Along the riverbank, there was nothing and no one but the wet brush and muddy ground. We went up to the bank, and finally we saw the railway bridge. "What a beautiful bridge," Imo said. It was a long, plain iron bridge across what was usually a dry riverbed. "We'd better hurry and get across before they blow it up," I said.
"There's nobody to blow it up," Piani said. "They're all gone."
"It's probably mined," Bonello said. "You cross it first, Tenente."
"Listen to the anarchist," Imo said. "Make him go first."
"I'll go," I said. "It won't be mine to blow up with one man."
"You see," Piani said, "that is brains. Why haven't you brains, anarchist?"
"If I had brains, I wouldn't be here," Bonello said.
"That's pretty good, Tenente," Imo said.
"That's pretty good," I said. We were close to the bridge now. The sky had clouded over again, and it was raining a little. The bridge looked long and solid. We climbed up the embankment. "Come one at a time," I said, and started across the bridge. I watched the ties and the rails for any tripwires or signs of explosive, but I saw nothing. Down below the gaps in the ties, the river ran muddy and fast. Ahead, across the wet countryside, I could see Udine in the rain. Across the bridge, I looked back. Just up the river was another bridge. As I watched, a yellow, mud-colored motor car crossed it. The sides of the bridge were high, and the body of the car, once on, was out of sight. But I saw the heads of the driver, the man on the seat with him, and the two men on the rear seat. They all wore German helmets. Then the car was over the bridge and out of sight behind the trees and the abandoned vehicles on the road. I waved to Imo, who was crossing, and to the others to come on. I climbed down and crouched beside the railway embankment. Imo came down with me.
"Did you see the car?" I asked.
"No, we were watching you."
A German staff car crossed on the upper bridge.
"A staff car?"
"Yes."
"Holy Mary."
The others came, and we all crouched in the mud behind the embankment, looking across the rails at the bridge, the line of trees, the ditch, and the road.
"Do you think we're cut off then, Tenente?"
"I don't know. All I know is a German staff car went along that road."
"You don't feel funny, Tenente. You haven't got strange feelings in the head."
"Don't be funny, Bonello."
"What about a drink?" Piani asked. "If we're cut off, we might as well have a drink."
He unhooked his canteen and uncorked it.
Look, look,
Imo said, and pointed toward the road.